Hot 104.7, 705, up to 57 today, 21 right now. We've got some Stampede tickets to give away this morning. Those were dropped in our lap
yesterday
after we got off the air. they're for this weekend. I think the tomorrow. Ones we have are for tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. So last night, the big bad red presidential debate, vice presidential debate happened. Oh, I know. I'm so sorry. And here is pretty much in 46 seconds, here is a nutshell of the entire thing.
My mom and I had my grandmother move in with us who was facing Alzheimer's. Medicare was there for her.
Just true. Not true.
Look, after my dad died, my mom and I got Social Security survivors.
Stop talking about how you care about people.
Martha?
Mr. Ryan.
Joe and I.
This mortgage it.
Let's not forget. I think people will be better served if we don't keep interrupting each other.
Well, don't take all the 4 minutes then.
You see, he'll say all these things to try and scare people.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Vice President Biden, is that really appropriate right in the middle of the debate?
Hope
framework?
I'm going to get time to respond.
You'll get time.
Martha, let's
just mortgage it.
Look, this
mortgage it.
I'm going to get a nuclear weapon. Martha,
I'd actually like to move to Iran.
Let's all calm down a little bit here.
Yeah. So there was the vice presidential debate in a nutshell.
I'm glad we had that. So I'm worried about watching it.
Glad I watched baseball.
I watched King Ralph with the girls. That's what we watched.
King Ralph. Is that the John Goodman movie?
Yeah.
Wow. That's an old one.
It was on HBO last night. And I'm like, oh, girls, we should watch this. This is a pretty good movie. Because they've obviously never seen it. So that's what we watched.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about this weekend.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Just two more days.
Oh. I can't believe I forgot.
How could you forget?
I know.
Have you watched season two yet? It's on Netflix now.
No, I'll watch it.
The whole series is on Netflix. And if you've heard us talk about you've heard me talk about The Walking Dead, and you're like, oh, I'd kind of like to get into it, but I'm afraid I'd be behind. Well, don't worry, folks. All day, Saturday and Sunday, AMC is showing the entire series.
Woohoo!
Starting
raise the roof.
9 a.m. tomorrow. They'll show the whole series and then do it again on Sunday leading up to the big season 3 premiere.
So you can waste your whole weekend watching
Waste?
The Walking Dead.
Excuse me? Did you say waste your weekend?
I did say that.
Okay. So
you can just DVR them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, maybe somebody will have to like go get a grocery or two.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe rake a leaf.
Maybe.
Could happen. So there was a story on the front page of the Argus this morning that caught my attention. Hunting accidents rise in South Dakota by 50%. And in the caption under the photo, it says state officials don't know why hunting accidents rose last year.
You know why? Why?
Rich morons from out of state who come here and don't know what the hell they're doing with a gun.
That could be.
Could be. Yeah. They also think it might be just because they are keeping more track of records or better track of records. They only started keeping records on accidents in 1988. But it was just like, since last year. So I don't know if it's so much a record keeping thing as it is morons from out of state who are like, oh boy, there's a pheasant. Oh, sorry, Bob.
Yeah.
I got one. And Bill, too. That would be my guess. In-state pheasant season opens this weekend.
It does.
And unfortunately, it's going to be rainy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than walking through a cornfield that's wet.
And cold.
Well, I can live with cold.
But cold and wet?
That sucks. Yeah. That's not fun. No. Not. I was all fired up for it, and then I saw the forecast, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to skip this weekend.
Not as much fun.
Not so much, no. And the average, I saw my favorite tweet so far today comes from KSFY. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. It.
That's all they tweeted?
I think it was a premature send.
That happens. Yeah. You can delete tweets, you know.
I don't think they knew that, though. And I wasn't the only one who had retweeted it, either. That's the best part. But
that's funny.
A consulting firm called BeLove tried to figure out who the average Twitter user is. They analyzed millions of Twitter accounts around the world and came up with a profile of the most average person on Twitter. Here's what they found.
Okay.
Average Twitter user is a woman. She's 28 years old, lives in the U.S. She likes the color purple, the actual color, not the movie with Oprah. And she uses an iPhone and has 208 followers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Down to some details there.
That's a lot of Twitter accounts to look at. Millions of them. And how boring are most of them?
That, yeah.
And how many sarcastic comments do you think they made while looking at all these Twitter accounts?
A ton. I would have.
If I had to look at 50 random Twitter accounts, I'd be like, wow, nice neck chain.
Mine has a picture of you and I on it.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
No, it has a picture of you. I'm hidden by the feed.
I can see you.
No, I am hidden by the feed.
If you go down a little, you can see it.
Yeah, okay. Just as long as you're in the photo, that's all that matters.
Well, it is my page.
I was trying to update my Facebook profile.
See, if I just go down a little, you can see it. See?
Oh, okay. I was trying to put a new profile pic on my Facebook last night, but it wasn't working on my phone because the Facebook app for Android sucks.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and it wouldn't upload the photo, but I'll put that picture up through my computer so you can see. It was I was trying to do one like you would do, and it didn't turn out quite right.
Trying to make fun of me?
I was trying to, but then it just turned silly.
You know what I've been having trouble?
Plus, I didn't have a halter top to wear.
I don't wear halter tops.
Or what
that
was
often.
That thing? That one you had where you're all like, look at me. It was like a tank top.
A tank top.
What's a halter top?
A halter top goes around the neck.
Oh,
so
okay.
It'd be like this. And then a tank top's just regular straps.
Oh, okay.
A tube top goes like this, no straps.
That one I knew.
Okay.
Yeah. I did know that one.
Fashion 101.
I have the
NBML.
I have the five most annoying sounds in the world.
Oh,
and
great.
No, one of them is not Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
It's not?
No, it's not.
What?
And a really fun question for a Friday. Where were you going and where did you actually end up? Inspired by DJ Core.
It is.
Yeah.
He's had some troubles lately.
That's coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
They're
Give
up.
Me all your money.
No.
It's Hot 104.7, 722. Andy and Mel, up to 57 today, 21 right now. Apparently, we missed a drink somewhere this morning.
We did?
Yeah.
For what?
Got a text at 625 from 0757. Said, where's the drink?
I don't know what that was for.
I don't know either. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So, someone texted in. We were talking about the Pringles earlier.
Yeah?
That they're going to have, like, pumpkin spice Pringles
Blech.
And white chocolate something or other weird flavors. I got a text that said they have BLT flavored Lay's. They're okay, but you can't beat barbecue. No, you can't. I mean, there's only three types of potato chips that are worth eating.
Oh.
Regular.
Okay.
Sour cream and onion and barbecue.
And cheddar. The cheddar ones are good.
Mm.
Come on. They are. Yes.
There's no reason to completely fabricate a flavor out of thin air. There just isn't.
The cheddar
and
one's
the
not
same varieties
fabricating.
In the, I actually, if I'm eating them plain, I like the thinner ones, but if I'm eating dip, I like the ruffled ones.
Yeah.
Or
they hold the
whatever.
Dip better.
Yeah.
Or you can get like
tougher.
The scoop thingies.
I don't like scoops.
Oh, okay.
It's too much.
Why is it too much?
You get too much dip on a little chip.
It's
more like a spoon than a chip.
All right.
I just like a little dip on there, not like... The entire little tiny chip is just like a little shot glass of sour cream and onion dip, and it's a little too much.
That can be too much, you're right.
Okay. I have the five most annoying sounds in the world.
Can't wait for this.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it.
Okay.
Scientists at Australia's University of Newcastle had people listen to sounds while getting an MRI.
What?
I'm surprised the sound of the MRI machine was not one of them.
That is pretty. annoying.
You've had an MRI before?
And a little frightening.
Oh, it's annoying. Anyway, here is sound number 5 in the most annoying sounds in the world.
You're lying.
Okay, it's number 6.
You're lying.
Okay, I added it to the list. But still.
I like that part. In the video, it's really funny when they do that.
Okay. Number 5 sound that is the most annoying in the world. Good morning. Nails on a chalkboard.
Okay, stop.
I got the willies too. Number 4 is one I would have never thought of. Rubbing a ruler against a glass bottle.
Okay, who does that? Ugh. Yep, got chills.
Oh!
Who does that?
I don't know.
Think to do that? It's not like I sit around and take a ruler and rub it up against a glass.
Number 3, writing on a chalkboard with chalk.
Oh, God.
I forgot about the whistle sound it makes.
Seriously, I like goosebumps. Oh.
That one is pretty bad.
Don't do that again. Please don't play that one again.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, Andy! That's cruel.
Number 2, dragging a fork across glass.
Oh, boy.
Oh! I'm not really doing this to annoy you. I'm trying to be informative.
Yeah, that's really informative.
The number 1 most annoying sound in the world. 3 of these have to do with rubbing something on glass.
Yes.
Number 1, rubbing a knife against a glass bottle. Oh! What is it about those sounds that causes that physical reaction?
I don't know. It must be the pitch of it. Maybe?
I have no idea. Maybe it's like something built into our DNA to just like react like it's a threat.
Maybe. I don't know.
So it spikes your adrenaline gland or something?
It's awful.
It is.
Ugh. Stop.
Another one that could have made the list, Kathy Lee Gifford dropping a puppy.
You don't want a whole list.
I want the puppy.
You want the puppy.
I want to get the puppy in the... Okay, you take a picture while Kath's holding
it. I'm going to get you
puppy
both.
Needs a bathy.
I'm going to get you...
Puppy needs a bathy. Just her talking in general, really.
Puppy needs to stay away from Kathy.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:41. We're going to top out today at 57. Our winner for the vault, we got one, and that was a problem. Anyway, Zach won.
Zach Walters of Sioux Falls.
Yep, he's the winner for the vault today. Wins a $50 party tab to the vault. So congratulations, Zach. Good luck with all those kids you had in the car. It was really... I thought it was a school bus at first.
It did sound like the school bus.
Because I was about to ask him, how old are you? But I'm like, wait a minute, the voice is too deep.
Yeah.
But no. Zach was of age. So congratulations. We'll do it again next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Allegedly, we will give out a number to... and then if you know all 3 in order on Friday, you win a $50 party tab to the vault.
Allegedly.
Well, because sometimes we forget.
Yeah.
And the last 2 weeks, we only had 2 digits.
This week we had all 3.
We had all 3. We did good this week.
Woo!
Hey, way to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we had the most annoying sounds in the world, the 5 most annoying sounds.
Yes.
I got a text message that said, great impression of the MRI machine. That was right on. And I was trying to think of how I even did it.
It did sound like
I had to go like grab the recording, and here was my impression of an MRI machine.
That is pretty right on.
If you've ever had an MRI,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot louder and even more annoying than that was.
It's kind of scary, actually.
It is.
Because whenever you're in there, it's not usually for a good thing.
Well, no.
You know, so it kind of adds to that scariness.
And you think maybe a bomb's about to explode at the end. Boom.
Yeah.
We also had a text about 0757 responded back, and because they said, where's the drink? When I said virgin instead of version.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a pass on that, considering you had 11 already this week. I'm going to give you a pass.
I'll be surprised if I survive the show today. Not because of that, but because I got electrocuted a little bit ago through my left headphone.
That is so weird.
It was like zap, zap, zap.
I have never got electrocuted in my ear before.
Yeah, it was...
By like an electroshock.
It was fun. We had the most annoying sounds, and we have Samantha on the phone about that. What's up, Samantha?
I'm doing all right. On my way to work.
That's not Samantha. This is Samantha. How are you, Samantha?
Good.
So, were you calling in to correct me?
No, I was...
That's not Samantha either. The hell with it.
You are having some issues. That's a drink. I'm sorry. I got to give you a drink on that.
I was
one.
On the wrong number. I was about 20 digits behind where I was supposed to be. Drink. Absolutely.
Yes. I told you. I have to give you a drink on
okay,
that.
Okay. Now I'll play the right phone call. Okay. Here's Samantha.
I'm doing good.
What's up?
I was calling on the reason as to why the sound of glass stuff makes you cringe.
Okay.
It's actually the high frequency actually sets off a defense mechanism in your body.
Okay, so my guess was right.
It was close then, yeah.
Yeah.
With the pitch of it or whatever. You got it? Okay.
Yep. It actually sets off a defense mechanism to make your hair stand up like when you're scared.
Hmm. Interesting.
But it doesn't actually scare me, though. I guess if it came out of nowhere, it might.
It does. Well, it doesn't like, scare you, but you do react in defense.
Yeah, like, but I mean, you, everybody listening was, you know, I set it up. Everybody knew it was coming, so I doubt anyone actually got scared.
Right.
No, I'm not typically scared, but it sets off that same defense mechanism to give you goosebumps or make your hair stand up.
That is interesting.
Hmm.
Well, thank you for the call, Samantha.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, this is going to be the best show ever.
I was just reading some on Twitter, and there was a tweet from Jay Trobeck. It said, thanks to today's strong south winds, the leaves from your trees will end up in your neighbor's yard to the north.
Yeah, well, what if your neighbor to the south has more trees than you?
Then you're going to get a lot.
I don't have any trees
leaves.
With leaves in my yard. Well, I have one in the backyard.
I have pine trees, and half of them are burnt, and so I don't have any.
Who
leaves.
Set those trees on fire, by
Me?
The way? Yeah, that's right.
I did.
Okay, I have a...
did it.
We have the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, and he has been tweeting about his issues getting to where he's going, not because of anything getting in his way other than himself.
It cracks me up because it's been the last couple weeks.
I've done this too.
Yeah, and he's been tweeting things like, and just drove to the club instead of the gym again. He's done this several times. So he drives to the vault instead of going to the gym.
And I have done the same thing before. The odd thing is, like, if I were to go from my house to the mall, it's the exact same route as my house to the station.
Right.
Not once have I ever accidentally drove to the radio station.
Well,
because, like, it's a Saturday. There's no way in hell I'm going to work.
I've done that accident if I was heading to the mall, and then I accidentally took the wrong exit. So I would come take the exit here.
Right.
Luckily, it's on the way to the mall.
Well, yeah, so it's just an alternate route.
Easily corrected, but he also has gone as far as grabbing his... DJ bag instead of his gym bag.
Yeah.
Oh, much love, DJ Core.
So,
but it makes me laugh.
Where were you going and where did you end up? It could even just be you suck with directions, like this text we got. My mom was going to take us skiing at Mankato, and because she is not good with directions, we ended up going to Terry Peak.
Oh.
For those of you unaware where Mankato and Terry Peak are, Mankato is about an hour outside of Minneapolis, and Terry Peak is in the northern Black Hills.
Yeah, like they're completely opposite directions.
They're about 700 miles apart.
For Christmas, I think you should get her a GPS.
I would say the same thing. I've done that before where I was going to softball one night. And I turned off and went to my kids' daycare because it's on the way. I've done that a million times. Where were you going and where did you end up? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 756 up to 57 today. It is 22 right now. Where were you going and where did you end up? I got a text here that said we were making a last minute trip to Cabela's before we left the next morning for West River deer season a couple of years ago. We were in a hurry because they closed at 8, and it was 7:30, and we had a 25-minute drive to get there. We get on I-90, hammered it down heading east, and got to shooting the bull, and before we knew it, we were at the Salem exit.
Holy cow!
Which is a few miles east.
Yeah.
Past. They must have started west of Mitchell. Whoops. That's a bummer. Where were you going? Where did you end up? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Sam is on the phone. How are you, Sam?
Awesome. How you doing?
Pretty good. So where were you going?
I was going either out to 60th Street North on I-29, either to a job or J&L Hardley or even Ditch Road to do some fishing.
And where did you end up?
Missed the exit. Wound up in Hartford several times doing this because there's no exit in between.
Nice. Well, there is now.
Yeah, there is now.
There is now, yeah. But probably when it happened. Yeah, that exit just opened within the last couple of years. But
right.
Yeah, that's funny. Thank you for the call, Sam.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Stephanie is on the phone. How are you, Stephanie?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So where were you going?
I was on my way back home from Rapid City to Brookings.
And where did you end up?
I ended up by Brandon. I took the wrong exit and didn't realize. No, I kept going on I-90. I didn't realize I was going too far and saw that I was in Brandon. And since I have family over that direction, I realized I was in the wrong direction.
Oh, you were going from Rapid to Brookings?
Yeah, but she forgot to take the exit to go to Brookings.
I did that once, too. Me and my brother were going to a Vikings game, and we meant to go turn off on the highway at Worthington, and we were talking, and I just forgot to turn. And we ended up about 20 miles down the road before I realized, crap, I took the wrong exit.
Oops.
Yeah. And then I called my husband, because I'm pretty much directionally challenged, and everybody knows that about me. So I called my husband to figure out, how to get back to Brookings from there, and it's... we've lived out this direction for, 4 years before all that. So, I should have known my way back home, but I was by myself, and that's never good. So, all I heard him say was something 29. Well, I took 229, ended up in some loop.
Oh, boy.
Eventually, I made it home.
Wow, that's funny. Thank you so much for the call, Steph. Oh, wait, before I let you go, do you own a GPS now?
No.
You should really invest in one.
Yeah, I make him do all the driving. He's, he's from the country originally, so he knows his way.
I would hate for you to get lost on your way to work, though, and you're late. So thank you for the call, Stephanie.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
She needs to get one on her phone.
Yeah, well, we've got more of your calls and texts coming up. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up 1 hour from now. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.